We present King Street Junior, created and written by Jim Eldridge, starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher.
You come to school early today, miss?
Oh, I don't know, Aretha. I often get in early. You probably don't notice.
No, miss.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I went round to my friend's house on Saturday to watch Baywatch.
Oh? Do you like Baywatch?
Yeah, but Mum won't let us see it at home.
Really?
She says it's disgusting. She doesn't like my dad watching it.
I don't think it's that bad.
Do you watch it, Mrs. Stone?
No, I can't say I do. To be honest, it's on at the wrong time for me. I'm normally...
Will you give us your bag?
What?
Give us your bag, quick! Get out of the way, you! Quick!
What are you doing?
Hand it over!
Somebody help!
Yes, I know we've got the first edition of the test papers, Mrs. Wooden, but I understand we should have a second edition. If that's right, a new version. But if they're not back from the printers yet, how are we supposed to... You what?
Mr. Beeston.
Yes, I know it's not your fault.
Mr. Beeston, I need the phone.
No, please, Mr. Sims.
It's Mrs. Stone. She's badly hurt.
What?
Outside on the pavement.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Wooden. I must go. I'll call you back.
Oh, thank you.
Well, where is she exactly?
She's on the corner right at the school gates.
Well, what was it?
Emergency, please. Ambulance and police.
And tell them to hurry. I'm going to her.
Yes, King Street Junior School. A woman's been attacked just outside the school and she's badly injured.
I heard a siren as I was going through the music for assembly, but I just didn't realise.
The ambulance was already gone when I came in.
They got here very quickly.
Oh, thank goodness for that. And you say Mr. Beeston went with her in the ambulance?
Yes.
It's good to know that there's someone with her.
Well, at least he'll keep us posted.
Would you pass the sugar over, please, Mr. Sims?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you. But what actually happened, do you know?
Well, we've only got Aretha's account of it, and she's not very coherent.
I'm not surprised.
What? It seems she and Mrs. Stone were walking round the corner into King Street when this man suddenly stepped out in front of them, told Mrs. Stone to hand over her bag, and when she didn't, he hit her.
How dreadful!
Knocked her down on the pavement, apparently. Anyway, she was out cold.
Oh, dear.
The mugger grabbed her bag, took off with it, and poor Aretha was left standing there, terrified out of her mind.
What an awful experience for the child.
Was she able to give the police a description of the bloke?
Well, she told them as much as she could, but she was still in shock. Anyway, her mum came over to collect her, and she's keeping her at home for today.
Very wise.
And there were no other witnesses. I mean, there must have been somebody around.
Well, seems not.
Well, no parents bringing the kids in.
Well, it's a bit early for them.
Oh, surprising, even so.
Okay, everyone, if I can have your attention, please.
Oh.
I've just had Mr. Beeston on the phone from the hospital.
How's Mrs. Stone?
Well, you'd be pleased to hear that she's doing very well. One or two nasty-looking bruises and abrasions, and she's still a bit shaky. But it would appear that the injuries are relatively superficial.
Thank goodness.
Though they're keeping her in for an hour or so while they check for concussion.
Well, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Beeston's going to stay with her for as long as it takes.
Oh, good.
Oh, and I've also had a call from the police station, Inspector Weatherby. He told me he'll lay on a presence at the school for the next few days.
A presence? What does that mean?
Oh, I assume we'll have a police officer patrolling the school gate area, mornings and at home time. It should deter any potential muggers, I'd have thought.
Oh, talk about shutting the stable door after the horse is bolting.
Oh, come on, be fair. The police can't be everywhere. And if it stops it happening again...
Absolutely. Mr. Sims is quite right.
Oh, thank you.
We all know how tightly stretched police resources are nowadays.
Like education.
So we should be grateful for any additional protection they can provide.
Miss Lewis?
Yes?
I just bumped into Mrs. Goodman outside the office. She's coming to see Mr. Beeston.
Goodman, remind me.
Arena's mother.
Oh, yes, of course.
What does she want?
I don't know. She looks pretty upset, whatever it is.
Oh, I'd better go and see her. And I'll let you know when there's any more news about Mrs. Stone.
Thank you.
What's up with Mrs. Stone?
If you'd been here on time, you'd know.
It would have been if Edward hadn't been sick all over me. Just as I was coming out of the front door.
Oh, hard luck.
What's happened to Mrs. Stone?
Well, she was walking to school with Aretha in my class when this bloke stepped out in front of them and...
What?
Oh, there she blows.
Yeah, I know. What happened?
Come on, let's go and get the kids in. I'll tell you on the way.
Do come in, Mrs. Goodman, and please take a seat.
Oh,
Thank you.
I'm sorry Mr. Beeson isn't here at the moment, but, well, we've had a bit of a crisis.
Oh, yes.
It's rather disrupted our day, I'm afraid.
It wouldn't be anything to do with drugs, would it?
Drugs? Well, why would you think that?
Well, I just wondered if some of the children were... Well, you know.
Oh, no. No, drugs aren't a problem here at King Street. In fact, there's never been any hint of a problem. At least, not to my knowledge.
So far.
What are you getting at, Mrs. Goodman? Is Rena...
No. Oh, no. Rena would never touch them.
I didn't think so.
But she was offered some yesterday.
What? Here at school?
No, this was after school, while she was on her way home. This youth stopped her and showed her these tablets. Asked her if she was interested. He said they were cheap.
Where was this exactly?
In that little lane just behind Parker Street.
I know it. Did you tell the police?
Well, of course I did. And they sent someone round to talk to Rena.
They would.
He said they'd look out for this lad around the area, but that was, what, an hour or more later.
And they didn't find him?
No. I knew it'd be a waste of time. He'd be long gone by then.
Yes.
Anyway, I thought it was something you ought to know about.
Oh, it certainly is. And thanks for coming in to tell me.
It's a terrible thing, drugs. You do your best to keep your children away from them, and then something like this happens.
I know.
The children need to be warned, Miss Lewis. They really do.
Oh, they will be, Mrs. Goodman. Don't you worry. We'll make sure of that.
Good.
And I'll get on to the police myself. They've got to know how concerned we all are. And hopefully they'll do something about it.
I'm very grateful, Miss Lewis.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I was just going.
Right.
I'll tell you one thing, Miss Lewis. After what happened last night, I'll be here to collect Rena every afternoon in future.
That might be a good idea. And if I have anything to report, I'll let you know.
Oh, thanks again. Well, I'll let you get on.
Goodbye, Mrs. Goodman.
After what happened last night?
Oh, it's a long story. I'll tell you later.
Everybody's saying that to me today. Anyway, is it okay if I use the phone?
Is it urgent?
Well, that depends. I want to phone home to find out if Edward's sick has permanently damaged me trousers. If so, I'll have to go out and buy a new pair.
I'm sorry, but it'll have to wait. I need to phone the police now.
Is this about Mrs. Stone's mugging?
No, but it's a lot more important than your trousers.
Oh.
Look, could you kick off assembly for me? Yeah. I'll be along to take over as soon as I've finished on the phone. Lovely. Now sit down quietly. Now, as you will all have noticed, I wasn't here when assembly started this morning. That's because I had an important phone call to make. A phone call about drugs. I was phoning the police to warn them about people who are hanging around schools, such as King Street, trying to sell drugs to children. I say trying to, because most children, and I like to believe it includes all of you here, are far too intelligent to fall into the trap of taking these drugs, even to experiment. You see, the people who will try and sell them to you will tell you that they are fun, that they are harmless, that they won't hurt you. But I am telling you, these people are liars. Drugs are not fun. They are not harmless. They can hurt you in all sorts of ways. They can cause your heart to stop beating. They can damage your brain. They make you do silly, stupid things, dangerous things that may well kill you.
Get a move on, Class 7. You're blocking the corridor.
It's like herding sheep, isn't it?
It's one man without his dog.
It's something like that.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, sorry.
That was powerful stuff this morning, Miss Lewis.
It was meant to be. But was it okay?
A bit graphic. What do you think, Mr. Sims?
Well, the part about the head exploding was a bit over the top.
I didn't say anything about the head.
He's winding you up, sorry.
Oh.
Come
on, Class 7. Stop messing about. You're holding everybody up.
Are you listening, Rajesh?
Walk forward,
Miss Lewis, do you have a moment?
Yes, Mrs. Rogers.
I'm sure you won't mind my saying so, but in my opinion, your address to Assembly this morning was most inappropriate.
You thought so?
Yes, I did. Mrs. Stone was attacked this morning. If you'd wanted to talk about criminal activities, you should have used that unfortunate incident to make your point.
Mrs. Rogers.
And those gruesome descriptions you gave of the effect of death by drugs. Totally unsuitable for our children. They are far too young to be exposed to such a temptation.
I'm afraid that's where you're wrong, Mrs. Rudd.
I don't think so.
Apparently there's a pusher in this area trying to sell drugs to our children.
A pusher of drugs?
I'm afraid so.
But why weren't we informed before?
Because I didn't know myself until this morning, when Mrs. Goodman told me.
Well, this is outrageous.
I agree.
Well, I take back all I said. You took absolutely the right decision, Miss Lewis.
I hope so.
No doubt about it. One cannot drive home the anti-drug message hard enough.
Well, I'll be calling an emergency staff meeting after lunch. I don't know if Mr. Beeson will be back by then, but even so...
You can count on my support, Miss Lewis, and you can be sure that I will reinforce the message with the children in my classes throughout the day.
So Mr. Beeson will be here for the meeting?
I don't think so. He said he'll take Mrs. Stone home from the hospital as soon as she's signed out, but that could be a while yet.
You must be satisfied she's all right to leave.
Oh, I don't think it's so much a matter of satisfied as the fact they don't have any beds.
It's disgraceful.
I know.
It is really so long ago that anyone with injuries like Mrs. Stone's would have been kept in overnight, just in case. Oh,
not anymore, Mrs. Wright.
Sadly.
These days, provided you can manage to climb out of bed, you're turfed out regardless.
A shortage of cash, isn't it?
Like the rest of the so-called welfare state. Right. Who's for a dollop of semolina pud?
We couldn't have timed it better. Just as I was going out of the front door, splat! Threw up all over my corduroys.
Oh, please. Not again.
Sorry. I thought you'd finished eating.
Well, I have now.
Sorry.
But what I don't understand is what caused it. It was as right as rain when he got up, so it must have been something he had for breakfast.
Oh, very likely.
I had a good look at it, just to check.
Do you mind?
Sorry.
I was thinking of having some pudding.
I won't say another word about it, promise.
Well, all right then. What is for pudding, did you see?
Semolina, I think.
Forget it.
Sorry. Anyway, Sarah's taking him to the doctor's this afternoon, just to be on the safe side.
Right.
But my trousers are all right, though. She said they can be cleaned.
Oh, lucky for them.
I know I laid it on a bit thick at Assembly this morning.
You were quite right.
Absolutely.
We really have to get the message across to the children. Don't take drugs. Don't get involved with them in any way.
That's right, yeah.
That's what I've been telling my class this morning.
Well, I think we all have.
And don't forget to remind them just before they go home.
A good point, Miss Lewis. Mm.
But there's got to be something more we can do. If we know pushers are operating in our area...
Which they are... In fact, Sergeant Fisk told me they'd had reports of them targeting other local junior schools.
That's disgraceful.
Well, why don't we liaise with them, swap ideas?
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Beeson would be in favour of that.
Yeah, but that's for tomorrow. What are we going to do today?
Well, I've got one or two thoughts, but I mean, what do you think?
I suppose we could organise some sort of drug patrol.
Like vigilantes, you mean?
No, of course not. But at home time, we patrol the area around the school. Front and back gates, back alley, that sort of thing.
Ah, extramural playground duty.
Well, if you like.
Well, I'm game.
So am I. An excellent idea.
What do you think, Miss Lewis?
Yes, I'd go along with that. It's a good first step. But when Rena Goodman was approached by this pusher, she was three or four streets away from school.
You're saying that's the real risk area, between school and home?
Well, it strikes me that pushers aren't likely to peddle their drugs right on our doorstep, particularly if we're around. And again, we can't be everywhere. We can't roam the streets looking for these people.
So what do we do?
We keep warning the children. We keep our own eyes open, even when we're away from school, and we leave it to the police.
Oh, they haven't got the manpower.
No. I know, but they are aware of the problem, and they do take it very seriously.
Yeah, even so.
However, one more point. I intend to send a note home with each child, informing their parents of this particular problem.
Isn't that likely to frighten them?
Well, we can't pretend it doesn't exist.
No, that'd be head in the sand stuff.
And following on Mrs. Patterson's idea... I'll also tell them that we're setting up our own drug watch patrol here at school and advise them to take similar precautions around their own home area.
And that is a good idea.
It is.
Oh, and talking of our patrol, I know I don't have to remind you, but if we do see anything suspicious, we contact the police straight away. It wouldn't be wise to have a go at them ourselves.
Well, if I see one of those pushers, I shall certainly deal with him myself.
Mrs. Rudd, he might be armed.
Exactly. You must leave it to the police, Mrs. Rudd.
By the time they will have arrived, the culprit will be miles away.
Maybe, but we really must be careful. I mean, they're not ordinary delinquents, you know.
That is a point, Mrs. Rudd. Most of them are out of their heads on the stuff already. You never know what they might do.
So you wouldn't confront one?
I didn't say that.
Look, we're all agreed on the steps we're going to take. Let's argue about the rest later.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, yeah.
Right. Well, that's it, everyone. So now let's get back to what we're supposed to be doing, which is teaching.
I couldn't ring before because we had an emergency staff meeting. No, I hadn't forgotten. Honestly, Eileen. Look, I'll phone you tonight when I get in from the PTA meeting. Yes, round about 10:30. Yes, I promise. I will. I promise. Yes, you too.
Girlfriend trouble, Mr. Sims?
Was it so obvious?
Well, no one promises like that unless they're in real trouble.
All right, Claire Rayner. How's Mrs. Stone?
Well, she says she's fine, but, you know, Mrs. Stone...
In fact, we expected you back earlier than this. We wondered if there'd been complications.
Oh, no, the delay was at the hospital. Usual story, too many patients, not enough staff. And I stayed on for a while when I got her home. I wanted to make sure she was okay.
How long do you think she'll stay away?
Well, she says she'll be back tomorrow. I told her we can manage without her for a day or two, but she's so stubborn.
Oh, I don't know. It might be for the best. Being at work might take her mind off it.
Yeah, you could be right.
Well, I hope so.
Anyway, I think I'll take a little wander. See what you've all been up to during my absence.
Well, for one thing, organising a drug watch patrol for this afternoon.
Yes, I've just seen Miss Lewis. She told me the whole story.
Not good.
It's hardly credible. I mean, for heaven's sake, this is a junior school. And we have to protect our 8 to 11-year-olds from drugs. It's unimaginable.
Got to do it.
Well, of course we have. I just hope these pushers give us a wide berth when they see we're onto them.
That's the whole idea.
But it shouldn't be necessary, Mr. Sims. It really shouldn't.
Nah. I can't see Newcastle beating United.
Easy, they go straight through them.
Not the way United's back four are playing at the moment.
All right, kids.
Hello.
On your way home from school, then?
Yeah.
You, interested in a bit of fun?
What sort of fun?
I've got some ease. Cheap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You won't get cheaper than what I'm offering. Here, see?
Here, look. It's Miss Patterson.
You what?
Miss Patterson from school.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Hey, you! Stop! It's gone down there, miss. Round the back of the flat.
You won't catch him now.
Well, who was it? Did you know him?
No, miss. Never seen him before.
What did he want? He offered us a maze, miss.
Ecstasy.
I know what ease are, Alex. Right, get in the car, both of you.
Where are we going, miss?
The police station.
No, Tim. We're going back to school to have a talk with Mr. Beeston.
And you're positive you've never seen him before, either of you?
Never, Mr. Beeston.
But you'd recognise him if you saw him again?
No.
He looks really greasy.
Right. Well, I think that's as much as I need to know at the present. What about you, Mrs. Patterson?
Can't think of anything. We wouldn't have taken him, sir. The ease.
Not after what Mr. Sims told us today.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. Anyway, you can get off home now.
Thank you, sir.
I'll run them home if you like.
Oh, would you?
Brilliant.
Well, I can explain to the parents why they're late.
My mum and dad won't be home from work yet.
You can come round my place and we can watch the telly.
Yeah, well, you go and sort it out while I have a word with Mr. Beeston.
Now just wait outside for a moment, boys.
Right, sir.
Well, now I can say it, Mrs. Patterson. I don't know how you spotted that pusher, but well done.
Well, it was sheer luck. I had to go to the shop, so I took a shortcut down Dane Road. Well, that's when I saw him talking to Tim and Alex. I thought he looked a bit dodgy and, well, after today...
Well, thank goodness you were keeping your eyes open.
But I really wanted to ask you. Shouldn't we send for the police to talk to the boys now?
Well, they can't question children without their parents being present. And anyway, Tim's parents are still out at work.
Just wondered, in the circumstances.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll phone the parents later to make arrangements for the police to visit them this evening.
Right. Oh, first Mrs. Stone's mugging, now this.
Yes, I know. I tell you, they're coming at us from all sides. Oh, remember when schools used to be a sanctuary from the evils outside?
Mm.
Not any longer, Mrs. Patterson.
No problem, Mr. Bedford. I'll give him your message and he'll ring you back if there are any queries. That's all right. Goodbye.
What's it done with those old test papers?
Ah, good morning.
Oh, morning, Mr. Sims.
Our heroine returns.
Heroine?
You are in my book, and in everyone else's.
Well, for being mugged?
No, for putting up with Mr. Beeston for hours on end yesterday.
Actually, I was very grateful he was with me, certainly at the hospital. I felt so awful.
Well, I'm not surprised that thug gave you a bit of a bashing.
Well, it wasn't that. It's because I felt such a fraud.
Fraud?
Well, there were all these people in the hospital in real pain. And all I had was a black eye and a few bruises.
You can say that now, but I'll bet you didn't feel so good at the time.
No, you're quite right, I didn't.
So, is that the medical verdict?
Yes. Bruising and shock, nothing worse.
Well, that's something to be grateful for. But if you do need anything, you will ask, won't you?
I will.
Promise?
I promise. And thank you. You know, that's one positive thing that's come out of all this.
Oh?
Until something like this happens, you forget how caring people can be. I forgot to ask you, how's Sir Edward today?
He's fine. And I'm wearing vomit-free corduroys.
Oh, that's the kind of fashion statement I approve of. What was wrong with him?
The doctor said it was a minor stomach upset. Anyway, it's nothing to worry about, but you can't help but worry, can you?
Are your clothes?
No, your kids.
I was joking.
Oh.
Remember, I'm a more recent parent than you are. So if you want to discuss being worried about vomit and bodily juices, you're talking to an expert.
More news on the pusher Mrs. Patterson saw yesterday.
Oh, not so far. Though Tim said the police went round to his house last night and he was able to give them a good description.
I think it's disgraceful that society has sunk to such a level that young children are prey to such scum.
I agree, Mrs. Rudd. But that's the real world for you.
If that's the case, I'm not sure I like the real world very much.
Well, that's probably why, with all the doom and gloom that's around, drugs appear to be a way out for some kids.
What nonsense! We had difficult times when I was a child, but we didn't resort to drugs.
Well, I doubt they'd be that easy to get hold of in those days.
Really? I'm not so ancient, you know.
No, no, I didn't mean to suggest you were.
Anyway, you're talking utter nonsense. Ah, Mr. Long, has that kettle boiled yet?
Oops. For tact and diplomacy, C-, Mr. Sims.
Anyway, I wasn't advocating the use of drugs.
I know you weren't. But listen, can I have a word about tonight's PTA meeting?
Oh, now there's an exciting topic of conversation.
Well, the thing is, my car's got to go into the garage this evening and...
You'd like a lift?
Well...
No problem.
Thanks, you're a pal.
What time's kick-off? The usual 7:15?
8 o'clock. Oh. Mr. Mercer and Mrs. Wixon can't make it before, for some reason or other.
I'll pick you up at 22, okay?
Right. I'll be ready and waiting.
Right, I'm back, and to prove it, I'm here.
Is that supposed to be reassuring?
Well, I'd like to think so. I'll take the load off your shoulders, metaphorically speaking, and help sort things out before you go off for the afternoon.
I'm managing perfectly well, thank you.
Ah, you think you're managing perfectly well?
No, I know I'm managing perfectly well.
Right.
And I also know that if you start trying to help, these papers will end up in a mess, and I won't be able to find anything tomorrow.
No, I don't
want you touching any of the papers in this pile this afternoon. Is that clear?
I think that bash on the head has changed your personality. You're always so placid before.
Placid?
Well, that might be a poor choice of words.
I think you're the one who's asking for a bash on the head. Now, can I get on with these worksheets quietly?
My lips are sealed, Mrs. Stone. Type away to your heart's content.
Thank you.
Seriously, though, you are okay.
Yes, I am. My head may look battered and bruised, but everything inside is in perfect working order.
Oh, that's good. Any news from the police about your mugging?
Sergeant Evans came round to see me yesterday evening.
And?
He says it's unlikely they'll catch him. It seems casual crime is the hardest to solve.
Well, that's not very reassuring.
Well, at least he hasn't attacked anyone else round here. Well, not since me, anyway.
I doubt if he can get near the place for drug pushers.
That's too near the truth to be funny.
Yes, you're right. Still, I like to think that the police presence has kept any prospective muggers away.
I'm sure it has.
Though I must admit, the officer on duty this morning looked rather... Well, delicate.
I thought he was rather nice. He's very courteous.
I'm not saying he wasn't, but that's hardly the sort of copper you want when you're dealing with a mugger, is it? Now, I mean, someone like Rambo or that Schwarzenegger bloke, I mean, they'd give me confidence.
I thought you were against violence.
I am, except when it happens to people I look upon as friends.
Yes, well, I'm perfectly all right now, so please don't keep fussing over me like a mother hen.
All right, all right.
But you will say if you don't feel all right, won't you?
Yes, I will. Now, can I please get on?
Oh, what a boring meeting.
I've been to worse.
Yes, I know. But it started so well, didn't it? I thought we'd be away by 10 o'clock.
Optimist.
Oh, it's always the same, isn't it? Someone gets a bee in their bonnet about something and...
We all know Mrs. Wixon likes the sound of her own voice.
But what was she going on about? I just switched off.
The nature of art in the classroom.
But that's what I mean. We were discussing new equipment for the netball team.
Well, she probably knows a netball player called Art.
Please. Hey, hang on a minute.
What?
What's going on over there?
Where?
On the corner by the cash point. What are you doing?
You stay here.
Now, be careful.
Don't worry. Hi! Hi, you packing in! Do you hear me? Get up of him! Hey!
No other word for it, Mrs. Patterson. The man is a hero. An absolute hero.
That's putting it a bit strong, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Okay, he was brave, yes. But morning. Foolish.
No, Mrs. Patterson. Heroic.
Oh. What have I done to deserve this?
Not you. I am talking about Mr. Sims.
What's he done now?
Mr. Sims and Miss Lewis caught a mugger last night.
What?
Miss Lewis may have been the one who saw him, but it was Mr. Sims who actually apprehended him. He leapt upon him and threw him to the ground.
Actually, I think he just held on to him till the police came.
That is neither here nor there. He had a go.
More fool him.
That's what I said.
You know, I have always admired that young man. I've always said he represents what is best in this modern society.
No, you haven't. You always say he represents the worst aspects of the liberal tendency.
You must have misheard me, Mrs. Patterson.
I've heard you say that as well.
Well, perhaps Mr. Sims and I have had our little contretemps in the past.
Little contretemps?
But that was only when he was being particularly difficult.
Oh.
In this event, there is no doubt in my mind at all. That young man is a hero.
And when the police searched his room, he still had my credit cards and driving license.
He obviously hadn't had a chance to sell them on.
Absolutely.
But Mrs. Stone's mugger, eh?
I still think it's an amazing coincidence.
Yes. I mean, of all the muggers operating in this area, Mr. Sims, you had a run into mine.
Humphrey Bogart, Casablanca, right?
And you were very lucky, Mr. Sims.
That's what I told him. I mean, I only saw it. He went charging in regardless.
He could have been armed with a knife, anything.
I know, I woke up in the middle of the night sweating just thinking about it.
Anyway, you got away with it this time, so let's be thankful for that.
I bet the police were pleased to get their hands on him.
You'd lose your money.
Really?
Yes. When we went to the station to give our statements, they practically accused us of being vigilantes.
They thought we'd been out looking for muggers after what happened to you.
But that's ridiculous.
No, come on, be fair. It's their job to protect members of the public. You can't expect them to be overjoyed if we put ourselves at unnecessary risk.
So what are we supposed to do? Look the other way? Phone in and report it? Send them a fax?
Look, Mr. Sims, we take police advice and we do not endanger ourselves and others.
So we don't tackle this drug pusher if he turns up again?
No, we don't.
Oh.
I endorse everything Miss Lewis said to you the other day. We do everything we can to help, but in the end we leave it to the police.
Who admit they can't catch him?
They will, Mr. Sims, I'm sure of it.
And how much misery will he have caused before then?
I don't know, I really don't. All we can do is try to do our best.
You've been listening to King Street Junior, created and written by Jim Eldridge, and starring Carl Harmon as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher. Marlene Sidaway featured as Miss Lewis, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, the school secretary, Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd, Deirdre Costello as Mrs. Patterson, and Paul Copley as Mr. Long. Mrs. Goodman was played by Alice Arnold, the mugger and the youth by Desmond Askew, Alex by Sam Gaunt, Tim by Craig Stein, and Aretha by Ritu Jaffla. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.